you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep, and we've titled our show today, How to Stop Worrying, which seems, for me, as a chronic worrier, which seems a lot easier said than done. I mean, are you ever worried about how much you worry? Does it seem like thoughts or fears keep plaguing you? Are you distracted enough that you can't focus on anything else? Worrying is when you let your negative thoughts govern your reason and diminish your hope. And it's such a horrible way to exist day to day, and it can have actually a deep impact on how we see ourselves, our relationships with others, and even our faith in God. And while there are counseling and medical resources for people with diagnosed anxiety, Ronald Siegel, an associate professor of clinical psychology at Harvard, has another suggestion that anyone can do for free to calm their minds and quell worries. And it's called mindfulness. And it's actually been around for centuries, but experts are really honing in right now on how to do it so that people can be more mentally healthy. So first of all, Siegel defines mindfulness as, quote, an awareness of present experience with acceptance. So whether you're in the middle of a bad, a good, or just an okay situation, being mindful means that you recognize what type of an experience you're having, and you can work on your capacity to bear it. So with all of the distractions we have in our world today, it's actually more difficult to be mindful than you may think. For example, if you're scrolling through your phone mindlessly while waiting in line, you're not being mindful. Or if you're checking your email for the 400th time in the day, it's because you don't think you have anything else to do and you're not being mindful. If you're worrying about what could happen in the future, that's not being mindful. And when we worry, we get caught up in our thoughts and our own little narratives of what we think is going to happen or what we think should be happening. And Siegel suggests that we often take our thoughts way too seriously and think of them as facts rather than possibilities. So he offers three suggestions for how to escape all-encompassing negative thoughts and become more mindful in our lives. Suggestion number one, remember that just because you think something doesn't make it true. It's merely your mind telling you a made-up story about what you think is happening around you. And acknowledging troubling thoughts is good, but don't try and make sense of them. Just let them pass you by without wrestling with them and trying to really figure them out. Just recognize when they come and then let them pass by. Suggestion number two, when a negative thought enters your brain, recognize it and give it a label, such as, quote, worries about my job. And then you can categorize it and dismiss it. And Siegel suggests that once we actually categorize and organize these thoughts that we have, we know how much energy and how much thought to give them because a category helps them seem more or less realistic than we originally thought they were. And suggestion number three, remember that thoughts aren't real. Only what is happening around you in life is real. So the next time you're worrying, turn your attention to your senses, to the world around you. How does the air feel on your skin? How does food really smell and taste? How comfortable is the chair you're sitting in? What are other people doing around you? Just look up, pay attention, and give yourself some healthy, real distractions so that you can get your mind off of negative worries. So our quote of the day comes from 3 Nephi, chapter 13, verse 34. And he says, take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient is the day unto the evil thereof. So hopefully those suggestions will help you. If you're a chronic worrier like me out there, I'm definitely going to try these. And hopefully these will help you have a little bit more peace and mindfulness in your life. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.